Lively Stones Meditations for 3rd March 2024. Meditate on these things. Reading from Philippians chapter 4 verses 8 to 9. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. I could have named this meditation Count Your Blessings, because there is the sense that it is what we understand by meditate on these things, particularly when we read that in connection with Philippians 4. And that phrase, meditate on these things, has been used a lot on this website to encourage further thought or searching into other related areas touching on the Lord's word under consideration. But we can also see that by meditating on the Word of God, we gain insight and a connection with Father God, which reveals His goodness and mercy, which indeed shows that the God of peace will be with you. Philippians lists 8 qualities of importance on which to meditate: things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, of good report, with any virtue, and anything praiseworthy. Essentially saying, concentrate on the positive, eliminate the negative, with no room for Mr. In-Between. In the Bible numerology, 8 signifies a new beginning, meaning that Paul is showing us that by concentrating on such virtues, it will bring us new life, a refreshing of the spirit that leads to a closer bond with our Lord Jesus. Meditating on the Lord's love and compassion towards us cannot help but raise our spirits and bring peace, because these thoughts are born on the wings of the Holy Spirit to inhabit us in our deepest being. When we have the peace of the Lord within us, then His Spirit radiates outward and affects those with whom we have contact. Not only are we uplifted and transformed, but all that we meet can sense the change in us and be raised up themselves, even if they know not why. It is plain that our meditation should always be on Him and on Him alone, and these verses reinforce that essential part of faith. Thank you, Jesus. And consider this: let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 12 to 16. Our song today is Be Thou My Vision. I initially had another song in mind for this meditation, but felt, as this song insisted on being before me, that this beautiful hymn was the right choice now. Make sure of your commitment to Jesus Christ and seek to follow Him every day. Don't be swayed by the false values and goals of this world, but put Christ and His will first in everything you do. Billy Graham.